Before we go further, I'd like to elaborate on two things which we mentioned yesterday, which were a little unclear. We had learned in Tosfos Daf Tzadik Yud Lamed Beis, Tosfos explained according to the first lashon that what an isha is meant to say, meis baili, and therefore she's mutter to the yavam. So Tosfos says the reason she's neman, because even though we are chayish that she's rachim liyavam, she likes to love him, the yavam, and therefore could be she won't be medayik, but at the same time she's not choshed l'shake. So if she says, meis baili, so we believe her. It could still be she's not daika uminsebe if an eidecha says meis bailoch, because then she relies on the eidecha since it's rechima liyodim. She likes the yodim. And then the next line, Tosva says, she's not believed to say meis bini va'achakach meis baili, because here Tosva says the chayshin in the mishakra, here we're afraid she's saying sheker, because she likes the yavam. So yesterday we had problems understanding why all of a sudden Tosfos changes. Why by meis bni v'achakach meis baili we're chayshin in the mishakra, and by meis baili we're not chayish. So yesterday we said it could be there's no milsa davida legluye. If she's just telling us the seder hadvarim, that's not called milsa davida legluye. Well, perhaps we could say a different shot, because when she's saying meis baili, when she's saying meis bni v'achakach meis baili, she's saying keneged acheskas isa liyovim. That means Kozman, her son, was alive. She was becheskas osa liyovim. Now she is saying keneged this chazoket. She's saying keneged this chazakah, so there it could be with chayish that she's mishakah. I have a hechocheh that she's mishakah, because chazakah tells me things should not have been like this. Perhaps that is pshat and Tosfos. One more nekudah, Tosfos at the end of the sugya says, when an eidechot says, Nedechot says that meis bailech v'achakach meis bincha, so the Gemara has a shaila if the Nedechot is Nemon. So all of a sudden Tosfos explains the shaila is because maybe he wants to be mekalkel her, maybe he wants to put her to make tzaris for her, he wants her to get married out yivam l'shuk, and later she'll have tzaris. It's very unclear why all of a sudden of the clear blue sky we should all of a sudden we have a nuch shash the Eidechot wants to be mekalkalot. So I saw in Yom Shel Shleime, and the Goyenia Shash brings down from Shael Shetshuvas Marival, that they say a beautiful svara. When a Eidechot comes and says she had a son and a husband. Now, Eidechot comes and says, meis bailech, your husband died, and your son died later. Now, there's a very pertinent question here that should be asked. Why is this eid speaking about the son? Why does he have to tell her that the son died later? He wants to tell her she's allowed to get married. That's what the eid is coming here. So, is there any difference if he says that the son is dead, but he died later, or the son, or don't speak about the son. Why do you have to speak about the son? If you know the son died later, so you know she's mutalishuk, why does he tell about? Why do you have to tell her that the son died? He's not coming to tell her to sit shiva on the son. He's coming to tell her, you know, you're allowed to get married. Your husband died and your son died later. It's not necessary to speak about the son. If his intent is to be mataha l'shuk, but if his intent is to be mekalkel her, then Tosfos says that it's worthwhile to speak about the son because he hates her and he wants her to get married on this smach
that the son died after, and he was afraid if he won't speak about the son, they might, when they'll find out that the son died, they'll investigate, and they'll find out that the son died before, so his whole plan won't work. So that's why he's telling them, you know, the son died, I'm telling you, this is how it was. So this, that what he's speaking about the son, which is not at all necessary for his agodah, so that shows us that he has something up his sleeve, and that's why there's a spoiler we shouldn't believe in. Now let us go to the Gemara again. We have here a shaila, if an eidechod is nemon to be matahor, l'shuk to say that the yavam died. Toshma. Well, let's start again from this. Omalei rav molche l'ravashi, v'omalei l'ravache l'ravashi toshma. Ein ha'isha ne'menes loima meis yavami. An isha is not nemon to say meis yavami. That the yavam died, she'enose, they should be able to get married. V'loi meisa achoisi, and she's not nemon to say meisa achoisi, she'ekones lebeisa, that cannot marry my sister's husband. So the Mishnah put down this halacha, that the isha is not nemon. He nihi d'loi mehemno, she is not believed. But an eidechod is nemon. So we see, that was the shaila of the Gemara. If an eidechod is nemon to say, meis yivamech to be matahol l'shuk. The shaila of the Gemara was, maybe she hates the yavam, maybe she won't be medayik properly. But we see from this Mishnah, the Mishnah says, she is not nemon. So it would seem that the eidechod is nemon. So the Gemara says, the Litaimeich, so the Gemara says, if that's how you learn Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us that she's not Neman, and therefore we have a right to make a diuk, but an Eidechot will be Neman, Eim HaSeif, let us see the Seif of this Mishnah. Ein HaIsh Neman Loima Meis Ochi, Ish is not believed to say, my brother died, she'yabim es ishtoi. V'loi meisa ishti is also not nemon to say, meisa ishti she'esa asachaisa. I can marry her sister. Now you'll also make the same deed. Hu nihu d'loi mehemon, he is not believed. Ho eid echod mehemon, but an eid echod will be believed. That's how you're being medayik. So how could you say such a thing? Bishloi megabi isha mishamigune kilaborabono. The whole nemonis of an eidechot was said by an isha because the zechshash of igun a kilaborabono elagabi ish ma'ikalameima. But if he's saying, if the eidechot is saying that his wife died, so now we can make a shidduch with her sister, or an eidechod is saying that his brother died, so now he can be miyabim his wife, there's no din igun by a man. So it's zicha, an eidechod will not be believed. So al kochoch, it says that he's not nemon, v'hu adin eidechod. So in the reish, it's also the same thing. She is not nemon, and hu adin eidechod. That what it tells us, that she is not nemon, to say that my sister died, or the yavam died, is l'rabbi kive itzterech. It's coming to tell us a chiddush. Salke daitach amina, I would think. Hoyul v'omar rabbi kive yesh mamza mechai v'lavim. I would think she should be nemon, because by saying that the yavam died, she's getting into hot water. Because if the Yavam didn't die, and she's going to get married to someone, and then the Yavam is going to come back, so then she'll become a Mikol Kelis. So I would think that this would be sufficient that we should give her a nemonis. Kamash Malon, that we don't trust her. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, let's see all the Rashi. She'ekones lebeisa.
Here it's speaking about that she said that my sister died, so now I can marry her husband. To say that your wife died, now you're permitted to marry her sister. So there's no heter biguna by you. Don't make any diyukim. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that she's not nemo. And we need this Mishnah. Alibe de Rabbi Kiva. The Salke Daitach Amin, I would think. Hoyl va Omer Rabbi Kiva yesh mamzer mi yevom alashuk. Since Rabbi Kiva said yesh mamzer mi yevom alashuk, is chaysha kilkula. So Mamela, if she says meis yevomi, she should realize she's getting into hot water. V'chi omra meis yevomi, so therefore, so she must be zicha telling the truth. So I would think she's permitted to get married. Why not? Kamash Malon, Doloy Mehemne. Why not? Mishum de Zimnin de Sanyale. Because sometimes she hates the Yavam. And when she hates the Yavam, so she'll even commit suicide. That means even though there is a kilkul, she knows what she's up with. But if she hates the Yavam, so it's the vow, she's hoping for the best. They shouldn't find out that the Yavam is alive. So that's why she's not Nemon. Zimni de Sanyele, Uchadar Moram. Avul Gabi Baila Loimrin in Sanyele. But by a husband, I don't say Sanyele. Now it would seem the difference between a husband and a Yavam, L'choyre, the chilek is as follows. Vinisht vi, by a husband, there was at one time a understanding either between the husband and the wife and or the parents who made the shidduch that these two are a pair. So memele, so achshash that from a havamina that they're a gebaldik a pair. They said the bilchas nesu'in avo v'yachva v'sholom v'reyes. And the bracha also accomplishes something. Now to say all of a sudden that she hates him and she'll commit suicide in order that she shouldn't be married with him, and she'll say that he's dead, even though she knows that he's alive and she'll be in a lot of tzores. Such a sinne chazal were not chayish by a husband. By a Yavam, it could be there's a sinner. No one ever said they're a pair. Could be from day one hated the other. They were the exact opposites. So memela, so by a Yavam, even though it's zicha not worthwhile, al pi cheshben, to do what she's doing, but there's a din hasina mikalkelis as ashura. Sometimes if there's a tremendous sinner, so you live without a cheshben. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us if she says Meisi Avomi, she's not Nemo. That's the Chiddush. That Guv is the Chiddush. But now she's not Nemo, so who the Nevechad also won't be Nemo. That's one pshat. There is the Goris, and the others are Goris, and then we have this Girsa Nagamore. Kemash Malon, Dakilkula di Dor Chayshe. And her kilko, she's chayish, kegoin meis barley, the osi baila amrin and teitze mize, b'chol kilkuli demas nisim, but hilkach mehemna. It means when you put her in hot water, so then she'll make sure not to say a lie. A kilkula dizaro, kegoin meis yevomo, but to say that her yavam died, and the only problem is that the children be mamzerim, dinami mishakri loy mekalkula lezaro, v'afilu l'rabbi kiva loy chayish. That's a second girse. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that what motivates her,
Or what prevents her from saying a lie if she knows that she'll become a mekulkeles? But by Yevam Elishuk, only the children become mekulkelim. For the children, that doesn't prevent her from saying a lie. V'loy nehirali, Rashi says, I do not like this pshat, Dola Rabbi Kiva, he gufe mekalkel. According to Rabbi Kiva, she'll also be mekalkel. B'chol kilkuli demas nisen, k'des nabe meseches gitten, V'leil b'shmaiten maisin alo b'tiyufte, ha-koynis es yevimtoi, a person was koynis yevimtoi v'holcha tzorosa v'niseis, the tzoro, the koynis es yevimtoi v'holcha tzorosa v'niseis, and then later we find out that the yevome, that he was koynis, was an islandist, is teitzim izem izem, v'chol adrochem eilubo, v'kim nekam akive, amne b'yevome l'shiknami islam kolani kikuli. So Mamela Sarashi says it's wrong. Va'oid ihi loy mekalkala lomalila misnaya klau. So what is the chiddish? Ha'misayfa shaminun dakilkula dezara loy chayshe, diktoni eina nemenis loyma meisa achoisi. That's the second case in the Mishnah. She's not nemo to say meisa achoisi, shekonis lebeisa. Va'hani vadi ledivre akil mamzeirim ninu, uktoni dloy mehemne. Because there, there's only kilkulan de zera. So if the reason she's not nemon is only because she's only nemon when there's her own kilkul, but when there's kilkulan de zera, she's not nemon. So that I can learn now from the sefer. The sefer says she's not nemon to say meisa achosi, and there there's kilkulan de zera not to her. B'choshke me shivomi the chayv elavim ba'almanina that she's not nemon. So the whole bove is meyuta. Elohoi tzich lashmin and pumfakel. That by meis yevomim she is mekulkelis. Tafa give the mekalkolo. The teitzi mi bailo umi yovin le mehemne mishum de zimnen de sanyule. Cause could be she hates him. Let us see Toisvis. Ulataymeich seifa duktoni ne ish nemo. Ve im toima. So the Gemara brought a raya that the diyik that you had said, that she is not nemon, but yidecha does nemon, you can't say that. I'll bring you a guy from the safe. Vim taima lomali lamedik mi safe, mi gufa havel elekshu, in the reisha gufa. Haich yidecha nemon loyme meisa achoiso, she tikones lebeiso. Says two cases. She's not nemon to say meisa yevoma. She's not nemon to say meisa achoiso. The Mayi Guna Shayachosom, why is it here in Iguna? The Iloi Mintzvilahai, Mintzvilahimi. So the Gemara did not have to go to the safe and the Reisha Gubetz Oiskishpaut. That you cannot be Medak Nedechot as Nemon, because Nedechot is only Nemon, but Mokim Igun. So how could Nedechot be Nemon to say Mesa Achosom? V'omarida v'motze letchuyi gabi isho shayach loyme agune afilu b'chi haga. Could be by an isha chaych iguna also the shema loisimtsa odam shiyisaena amira dikazach. Maybe he's the only one. He married her sister, so marry her also. She's not too popular, and but al kaponim he was able to marry the sister, so marry her also. So mameila could be there's a din igun. Avo meisa ishtoi sheyisa achoisa osam. There the Gemara asks, how could you say the Dechad is Nemen? Lechazina, there we don't see the boil in Suvile. There we don't see that she wanted to marry him. The Mishum Gavri Kosi Hayeit Kedemash Malishne. So the problem is about him. By him there's no problem of Edom. Mimtaimak, Mimtaimak, Ledagdik Takochach Lemehemen Edechad Bemesa Choysa, Shitikon Elebesa Filoshach Boyguna, Doleidaika Hochikim Deleka Chayme Beseife. So kolchach haneidechad wouldn't be nemen. If he mashi pirashti leil, the noshim will go lis ladag diknich. Fine. Let us go further. Rava amar, eid echad nemen biyevome mikal vochayme. Now, we're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara is clearing a shayla. Is an eid echad nemen to say meis yevomech. And it's study Hashayla word that there's a svara to say he should not be nemon because it could be she's not medagdik too much because since she hates the yavam,
So if the Yevechad will say, Meis Yevomech, she'll take it face value, and she'll say, Ritzon Yirei of Yase, and she won't be Medagdik. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. So maybe an Yevechad is not Nemo. Because we need her Digdik also. Maybe we don't need her Digdik. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. So Rava Omar Yevechad Nemo be Yevomech, Mikal Vachayma, Makal vachayma leisa koresi tarto leisa lav lekolshke. So what does Rashi say? So Rabbi made a cheshbon leisa kores leima meis bailech tinosi. If an eidechot says meis bailech, so you believe in eidechot. So he's matter and isa kores. You believe him. And if an eidechot will say meis yevomech. He's only matter and he's a yevomer l'shuk. You won't believe him. Omalei ahume rabono l'rove hiatzma techir. You're making a beautiful kal v'chayma, but I'll prove you that it's wrong. Hiatzma techir. V'le'isa kores itarto, l'isa lav loy itarto. What is the din if she says meis baili? She's nemo. What is the din if she says meis yevomi? She's not nemo. So you see your whole ka'aseva pircha and your kal v'chayma. You're telling me a kal v'chayma that if an eidechod is nemon and an isa kores, his ich has to be nemon and an isa la. So I'll prove it to you that it's not true. She's nemon to say meis baili and she's not nemon to say meis yevomi. And what's pshat? And this is a cheshbon for this. My time, valihi my time, elay mehemna, why isn't she nemon to say meis yevomi, the kiv de zimne de san yelay le daike mincevet? Since it could be she hates the yovom, so she won't be medayik. Eidechod nami, the kiv, so that's why she's not nemon to say meis yevomi. Say, dechod nami, the kiv de zimne de san yelay le daike mincevet. So, Emerson, I saw a beautiful vote in Chidushim Abiyurim, from Reb Chaim Greinem in Shlita, he says, we have to understand this Gemara. Like Rava said, Kal v'chayma, you know, if an eidechad is nemah to say meis baila, is ich nemah to say meis yevomech, and then the Gemara told him, entschuldig, I mean, let's look by her, she's nemah to say meis baila, and she's not nemah to say meis yevomech. So you have to look what the case is. You can't just say, it's a chorus, it's a lab. You have to look, meis baila, she's bedayik, meis yevomi, dul mesanyule, she hates him, so she's not medayik. I mean, can't make summers like kal v'chaymas. So we have to understand the Ravot he can't learn in. So what was the svar of Ravot? He brings on other poskim paskin like Ravot. So what is pshat in Ravot talking? So he says a very beautiful biyum. He says pshat is like this. We have to understand, we're clearing a shayla. If an eidechot says meis yevomcha, the yevom died. Can we trust the eidechot? Can we be matah to get married? So he says, between you and me, there's a lot of factors. Maybe she hates the yevom. It's one factor. So, and maybe if she hates the yevom, she won't be medayik. So then we're missing the birur. But then there's 20 other factors. Maybe she doesn't hate the Yavam. Maybe I feel if she hates the Yavam, she will be Medayik. Maybe she doesn't have any feelings to the Yavam. I mean, we're speaking in abstractly, which we can never, we're not speaking about a case we're aware of. Each case is something which we're groping in the dark. There's only possibilities. So, love it. Chmein said, there's no kasha. How can he be nemon? She hates him. We speak about a case, we know that she hates him. We're not speaking about such a case. Fakert, he says, could be in a case which we know close she hates him. That's another sugya. But we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about stamazoi, meis yevomech. There are women that hate the yom. There are women that like the yom. There are women that are proud. I mean, there are so many factors. Rava just said one thing. To say, if you want, you could be machmer. If you want, you could be mekel. I mean, the zichet stodim lekan, and no one can,
And no one can prove differently. There's a mokim to be makel. There's a mokim to be machmer. So Rabbi said one thing. Rabbi say, if we're going to say an eid echod is not nemon, so then takonis chazal is will be a chuchat lula. We know our cheshbonis, because here, she's daikim in tzvi, she's not daikim in tzvi. That's our cheshbon, because maybe she's sonilei. But by the welt, it'll look very modern. I mean, here in the dechot, this is nemon, here in the dechot, this is not nemon. They won't, So the Gemara asked the Makasha, you see, well, it's a chuchet lula, you see by a woman gufe, she's nemon to say meis bailey, and she's not nemon to say meis yevami. So you see, they did such things. So he says, a beautiful teretz, Rava held is a meiridik achilik between an eid echod and an isha. There's one man, the yoma, an eid echod, they gave him an amonus of edis. The Rabbonin gave him the monos of Eidus. He's Nemon. Eidechod is Nemon. Whatever the Cheshbon is, Eidechod is Nemon. Now, so you're going to say he's Nemon by Chayvei Krisis and not Nemon by Chayvei Lavin. This looks very fluky. You can't do such a thing. That was Rovas Taine. And Isha does not have an monos of an Eidus. She's a Balas Dobo. There's one man, the Yomah later, just to... The one on the other lady says she's nemon to say meis bailey if she's crying. If she's not crying, she's not nemon anymore. That means they never gave her nemonis of Edis. She's a balas dobo. She doesn't have any nemonis. They were makel by Anisha also, but by Anisha they made a whole bunch of tnoim. It has to be bomi nakotze according to one mandioma. It has to be crying. She has to be crying according to other mandioma. That means since there's no nemonis of Edis over here, so they were able to be machme when they want to be machme. And it's no kasha because the whole thing is not oiskalt. It's not on nemonis. That means we have to judge each case bazunda. And that's why there's different klolim over there. So if we'll say, are you bomi not, meisi ishi yes, it's no kasha, but an eid echod is an amonus of eidus. This will be a chuchat lula. That was what Rav held. The Makshin asked Nitozoi. Let us see Toisvis leisa koras itarto perishri the eid echod. Not the way Rashi says pshat that meis bailo perishri the eid echod nemen loima meis bailo shetis yabe. The Eidechod is Nemon to be Matar to Yovim, which is an Issa Koris. There, we didn't take that into consideration. Maybe it's Merachmelei. Lisa Lav Loi Kolshkin Lemrine Mishum Desanyelei Loi Daike. That means that the Kalvachayma of Rovel was there are two cases where there are possible Negiyas. To be matter to the Yavam, this could be this Negi of Merachmelein, she also won't be Medayik. To be matter her to Leshuk, could be this also Negi. So the Rabbi Steiner was, so this is very modern. To say that an Eidechod is Nemen to be matter to the Yavam, even though there's a possible Negi, you were Mekel. And to be matar l'shuk, there's also possible in the gear, there's only a chayv elav and you a machma. Abo mashe perish bekundres isekores meis beilech dinos yeh nire l'ridos am leke time al meimed leitedik ki hoche des anulei. There's some of the night zustel. Because there is no negias whatsoever. Al kochach the kalvachayma of Rava was, that in cases of Negiyas, you were Mekel by Nisa Koris, and Machma by Nisa Lav, that's not Mestab. Zog the Gemara weiter, Ze Medrash Dorash Rabbi Lozo, we hear in the Mishnah that as follows, we hear in the Mishnah that what is the din if she got married and Eidechot came and said meis bailo and she became mikudeshes to another person, not no nesuin, only erisin,
So no issa was done whatsoever. And then the Baal comes back. So the halacha is that she's mutter to her first husband. And if the second husband gives her a get, she's mutter lekohune. And on that, the Gemara brings a drasha from Rabbi Elazar ben Masi. Rabbi Elazar ben Masi says, the get from the second husband does not asa her lekohune, because it says, v'isha grusha me'isha. If a husband gives a get, she's also lekune. But if a strange person gave a get, so she doesn't become also lekune. Zok the Gemara, Zemedrish Torah Rabbi Elazar ben Masi, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Havalei l'Rabbi Elazar l'Midrash Pei Marginise, this posik, it's a shvera posik, Isha Grusha Me'isha, that she's get from her husband. So why did he say from her husband? So he said, Rabbi Elazar could have darshened a pearl from this droshe. V'dorish bechaspe, and he took this posik and he darshened something that is, you don't need a posik to tell me this. That if someone else gives her a get, she's not a grusha. Versteht sich, you need a posik for this. The isha is take a diuk. What is the posik? Tongues of isha grusha me isha. My marganise. The sanye veisha grusha meisha, afulu loynis garsha elo meisha psula lekune, behindu reyach haget a poisel bekune. This pasuk is telling us a miradik achidush that if a person wrote a get to his wife and he gave it to her, and the get says as follows: Hareyat megureshes mimeni, vaasura lecholodom. So the din is that she's ve'isha grusha me'isha. The only gerishin was, she's grusha me'isha. Never was mater her la'alme, but she's grusha me'isha. Afilo le nizgar shel me'isha psula lekune v'ayinu reyach haget. Let us see Rashi. Le nizgar shel me'isha ken shekosav laget v'omba la'red megureshes mimeni v'yat muteres l'chol odom. She wasn't bechlal nizgarish. Elo meisha nifredo. She got separated with this get from her husband. So lekune imeis behutcha linos. Ochigosinen behainu reyach haget de poisel bekune. I just like to say, shtikel beer in this reyach haget. Agav uche. The Goyin in Simin Vov, Sifkotten Gimel says, this is a Isra D'Raise. If a person gives such a get to his wife, and in the get it says, Aret Megureshes Mimeni, Ba'asura L'chol Odom, she's also Minatoyre L'Koyin. It means the Raif in the Gemara in Gittin. So that's number one. And that's the Maganisa. This is a Moira de Kechidish. Chiddush number two, Taisva says in Gittin, what'll be if a person gave his wife such a get, and he died? Is there a mitzvah of Yibum? So they said, yes, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. She's only also a kai, but there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So that's these two things we have to... So what happened over here? What happened over here? And how do we understand this? What is Aret Megureshes Mimeni Ba'asura L'chol Odom? What is he saying over here? It sounds like double talk. L'chayre, in Ishus, we have mentioned a few times, there are a few inyonim. There's an inyon of Kinyin, Ha'isha Niknis. She's Koni L'Bailo. There's an inyon of Isurim, Harei At Mekudeshes Li. So Rashi says, Mekudeshes la'alma bishvili, osala kula alma kehegdish. He asas. Kiddushin is an oiser. There's not only choshin mishpot in Kiddushin. There's yiradeya also. He asas her. And therefore, the loshin of a get is harei at muteres l'chol odom. That means Kiddushin makes iser. And Gerishin makes heter. He wants to be matter what he asked. So l'chayre, harayat megureshes mimeni v'asur l'chol adam, he seems to be saying as follows. He seems to be saying, the kinyan that I have in you, that kinyan harayat megureshes mimeni. That kinyan, that yoisha niknes, that megureshes mimeni, that will cut off. But the isurim, which the issues created, I want that to remain. I'm not going to, that means you're not koni to me, but the isurim are going to remain. Now, can one make such a get chal? Does it accomplish something? Mistame, if Taisma says it's a din yibum, so mistame it's not megereshes mimeni either. Because if it's a din yibum, so a kocher it's eishes ochiv, l'chayr it's zicha mistava that she's knuya loy. So al kolchoch, there's a tnai in Geirish, and it has to be a safer krisus, it has to, he says, if vinisht vish is still ma'ugid to her husband, is she still, because she's also to the whole world, so in safer krisus felt this. So a chalois Geirish, there is not. But it could be that the pasuk tells us this is a maisa Geirish. That means it's an attempt to be megarish, or it's a maisa gerishin that does not create a chalois. That means he wanted to make, that causes a re, that's called reyach again. That means if it would accomplish something, it'd be more than a reyach, then it would be, but this is a reyach again, that's also lekuhune minatoyre. So that's what the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says, that he could have darshened a magenisa from this pasuk, and he darshened a chaspa. Zok the Gemara weiter. Misha holcha ishtoi lemdines hayom. A person's wife went lemdines hayom. Bo v'omru loy meisa ishtecha. They told him, your wife died. No, the wife died. V'nosa sachoiso. So he married her sister. V'acharkach bos ishtoi. Then his wife came back. Is muteres lachzerloi. So she's muter to go back to her husband. That means, we'll see later, there's a drosha that shchivas achoiso does not aser his wife. We'll see that be a have a meaning, maybe it should aser. But that what he was boil her sister does not create any isurim on his previous wife. So Mamela, so his wife is permitted to go back to him. Umuter b'kroivoy shniye, and he's mutter in all the relatives of the sister that he had married Beisa, because he never was married to her. So Mamela's mutter and her daughter, etc. Ushniya muteras bekroivov, all his kroivim. Again, because Snev was married to him. Ve'imeisa rishoyne. Now what happens later, after the first wife came back, she died, is mutar b'shniya. So he's mutar and he's mutar b'shniya. Amru loy meisa ishtoi. V'nosa sachoisa, same case. He married achoisa. V'acharkach omruloi kayemes oisa. When you married her, she was your wife was still alive. Umesa, but now she died. Is avlad rishin mamza v'achrein einei mamza. Rabbi Yosi Oimer kol shepoisel al yedei acherim. Poisel al yedei atzmoi, b'chol shein poisel al yedei acherim, einoi poisel al yedei atzmoi. So Rashi says, b'gmara mefarashla, but we'll see soon in the beginning of the Gemara to understand a little bit what Rabbi Yosi is saying. Let us see what Rashi says. Muteres lachzeloi, that means his wife came back, the kedusha ishniya einam klum. That means that what he married her sister is nothing. Brehi kiznus, so the equivalent kili was mezana with her sister. Omar bigmore, oisa shchivosa isrosa, vein shchivas achosa isrosa. if an Eishes Ish is Mezane, that asks her al Baila. If a sister of an Eishes Ish is Mezane with the husband, doesn't ask her the wife. And we'll see why it's necessary to have a drosha, why I would think that Shchivas Achayso should ask her. Lamaisa doesn't. Umuta b'kreivis ashniya lisa bita. The kaimala noisin ala nusa b'ala mafuta. You're allowed to marry the kreivim of a nusa mafuta. Rabbi Yosi b'gmore mafarishla. Now, the Gemara says, v'af al gav d'ozol ishtoi v'gisoi l'medinas hayom. Hani nisuim de kamitzere eishes gisei agisei, afalohi eishes gisei asira ishtoi sharye. Leimrine mitoiv shen esra eishes gisei agisei tiyosa ishtoi olam. Now let's explain for 1 minute what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara, let us be megashim the inyam. The Gemara learned pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case that, let us give names. Reuven married Rachel. Now Rachel went to Medina Sayom, and they came back and they said that Meisa Ishtacha, Rachel died. And, now Rachel died, so he went and married Leah, her sister, and now Rachel came back. That was the case of the Mishnah. But the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is speaking about another case. The Mishnah is, there's another prat in the case of the Mishnah. What is the other prat in the case of the Mishnah? The story is as follows. Reuven had married Rachel, and Leah, her sister, had married Shimon. That's Maisa number one. Prat number one. Prat number two, when Rachel, his wife, went to Medina Sayyam, his brother-in-law Shimon also went to Medina Sayyam. Fine. So now we have two people in Medina Sayyam, which we are unaware what's happening with them. Now they come back, we'll say who's coming back in a minute, they come back and they tell us two besures chois. Number one, that Rachel died. Number two, that Shimon died. So Mela, now we have two people. We have Reuven and Leah, who are Nebuch. Reuven is without a wife, and Leah is without a husband. So there was a smart chatrin that came along, and Kiret HaShidach. So Reuven should marry Leah. V'kach Hoysa, and Reuven married Leah. Now, afterwards, Shimon comes back, Rachel comes back, now everything we see that this wasn't such a smart thing to do. They did the wrong thing. So now let's talk about what happened over here. So now let's first talk about Leah. So Leah is an Eishes Ish, Shaholach Baila Lamdinas Hayom, and she went and she married someone else. Now what's going to happen with her? She's in hot water. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Isha Shalach Baal Mdinas Hayom, and the Roma Echad Roma Meis Bailach, and she got married, Estaitse Mizeh Mizeh, Tzrichi Get Mizeh Mizeh, and all the Chumres, Zan Leia, that's on Leia. Rachel had gone Ish Gesindigt, and so Rachel comes back, so the Mishnah says that, Reuven is permitted to take back Rachel. Reuven is permitted to take back Rachel. Now there's a very big problem over here. If we throw the book at Leah and we say all the chumras yoneishasish that there was niseis piyedechad, and so we give you all the chumras. So let's start diagnosing all the chumras. Teitzim mizeh mizeh, utzrichi get mizeh mizeh. So now let's stop on this nekuda. So what do we say, Leah? You know you can't get married to anyone till Reuven gives you a get. Then you can get married. Because my Reuven doesn't give you a get, see if you get mizeh mizeh. Fine. Reuven has to go and give her a get. No, Reuven goes and gives Leah a get. So now he's coming, taking back Rachel. So this is a very big problem over here. They gave Leah a get. So Rachel is al pi cheshbin achos grushosoi. These two things don't stim over here. That means if we paskin that kol adrochim ha'elu b'leye and Leah needs a get, so if Leah needs a get be the rabbonon, he can't take back Rachel. He can't take back Rachel. And the Mishnah state nitazoi. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Va'av al gav. We'll see in a minute how the Gemara knew that that's Pshat in the Mishnah. But that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Va'av al gav. In the Mishnah it says that Rachel went away, but Shimon also went away. Va'av al gav da ozel ishtoi vigi soilim dinas hayom. Rachel went away, and Shimon Eishis Leah also went away. Da hani hani nisuim, and now that Reuven had taken Leah, so this issue's accomplished, the komitzra issues gise yagise. Now we have kol adrochim ha'elubo. So we have kol adrochim ha'elubo, so there's a din she should need to get also. Afilu hochi, stating the Mishnah, Eishes gisoy asira, she is also, ishto isharye, and his wife is mutter. Voloyem rinon, and we don't say, mi toir she nesra eishes gisoy agisoy, memonim she. Since eishes gisoy, leia, is also agisoy, so lechayre, that should be mechayiv, that she should need a get for him also. Is to Yosef Ishto Yolov, stating the Mishnah, he doesn't have to give her a get. That's Pshat in the Mishnah, that he doesn't have to give her a get. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, before we go further, how did the Gemara see that this is Pshat in the Mishnah? This is like a new story over here. A story that Gisei went away to Medina Sayom, and they dechot said Meis Baila. How did the Gemara see this all in the Mishnah? Because in Emerson, that's Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Oime, Kosha, Poisla, Yedei Acherim, Poisla, Yedei Atzmoi, Rabbi Yossi is Choylik on the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says, listen, if when you married Leah, you asked Leah on Shimon, yeah, that's a Yasa Leah, so I got news for you. Poisla, Yedei Atzmoi, so your Rochel is also Wasa. Fakert! Since is a din, all the chumras apply to Leah, so your rochel is also wasser, so she's a chayz kerushasai. So that's what Rabbi Yossi holds, and the Tanakhama doesn't hold like this. But al kaponim, that is pshat in the Mishnah. That is pshat in the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that I don't say that she needs a get, and therefore his wife is mutatim. Vigisoy, Baal Achois Ishtoy. That who went to Medina Sayom, his wife went to Medina Sayom, Rochu, and his wife's sister's husband also went to Medina Sayom. Uboid Echot Va'omaloi Meso Ishtecho. Neid Echot came and said, Meso Ishtecho. Vluzu Omar Meso, Meis Baalecho. Now, we have to know, this is a Shrek Lecherashi. Why is this a Shrek Lecherashi? Rashi says, there were two problems over here. Reuven had a problem, how can he marry Leah? So he had to find out that his wife is dead. And Leah had a problem, how she could get married? She had to find out that her husband is dead. Fine. Now, who was Megala these Seidis. So Rashi says, Ubo Eid Echot, Va'omaloi Meso Ishtecho, and Eid Echot told him Meso Ishtecho, Bluzu Omar Meis Balecho. Now, this Eid Echot could come and tell Leah, your husband died. That's the din. And Eid Echot is not meant to say Meis Bailey. But for an Eid Echot to come and tell him that your wife died, so we don't have to be such big bekiyim. We just learned a half an hour ago. The Gemara brought down the Mishnah It says, Ein ha'ish nemon loima meiso ishti she'eso asachoiso. He's not nemon to say, my wife died. And the Gemara said, Hu niyu doloi mehemon ho'edechot mehemon, and edechot will be nemon. Edechot is also not nemon. There's no mishimiguni kilabo rabono. So the Gemara and Avtzadik Dalet Omed Aleph says klar that an edechot is not nemon. That's what the Gemara says on that side. An edechot is not nemon to say meisa ishtecho shetinosi lachoisa, because there's no igun over here. There's no, the only matter an edechot be b'mokim igun. There's no, you have to marry your wife's sister. That's all. Without that, you're stuck. So there's no din igun over here. And edechot is not nemon. And Rashi says, Rashi seems to be saying, edechot is nemon. There are the Arishanim that say that Rashi said this. Oh, this the Mashosh also have this Rashi ready. Maybe Rashi Mashosh is one side to say that maybe he got married by Issa. But others say that in Eidechod is Nemo. Ips, I saw the Megia in and the Ritva brings down one teretz, a very interesting teretz. We had a Gemara in Achilitz. The Gemara says in Achilitz that, let's say if a woman needs chalitza, and you don't know that, you don't know if this is a brother, now the Eidechot will come and say, I know this person, he's the brother of the mace. Ishta Medinu, I recognize him, that he's the brother of the mace. And, so the Rif brings down a lotion that we believe this person is an Eidechot. V'loi al milse de isuri kamisadi, v'loi al milse de mamoine kamisadi, el milse be alma hu de megalala. This person is only coming to say that he's a brother. He's not saying anything serious. He's just saying he's a brother. Now what's wrong to say that he's a brother? That's not isurim. He's just saying he's a brother. There's no Yerusha. He's just saying he's a brother. So if that fact was established b'shaitoi, so later we can give chalitza on this mach that this eight said before that he's a brother. So there's one pshat, so you don't give chalitza right away. Deval, you let this fact settle, he's a brother, and then later we can give chalitza on this mach. So others want to say that Rashi said like this. There was two shailas over here. Leah was married to Shimon, and Reuven was married to Rachel. Neidechot came and said, Meisa Rachel. Now when he said Meisa Rachel, it was not Negei at all Leah, because Leah is married to Shimon. So he was just saying, your wife died. Lamai nafkemina, look for a shidduch. But it wasn't a hagode. In he wasn't matter adover shebe'erbe. He wasn't matter. I'm not being matter your sister-in-law. Your sister-in-law is an anxious ish. So memele, so this fact can register. He's just saying, your wife died. Later he said, you know, her husband died. But since this fact registered b'shaitoi, that his wife died, and then it wasn't negeya linosei lachoiso, because then she was married already. So later we can use this hagode. He says, the Gemara that says he's not nemon, the Gemara says in Tesanta Loshen, ein ha'ish nemon loimo meiso ishti she'eso es achoiso. That means that the sister was on the market already. And the home duber is, am I permitted to marry? So it's an agod and a dover shebelbe. So agod and dover shebelbe is not nemon. Masha ain't came. Here it's speaking about, that's the one he brings from one of the mephoshim, the one to say this pshat and rashi. Zok the gemara weiter. So al koponim, So in other words, the Mishnah is telling us that even though we just found out that the Mishnah is speaking about another prat, that Achoiso was married, and by Achoiso there was a din of Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, Afal Pikein, his wife is Mutter, and we don't say that his wife should be Yosa because the Achoiso, if there's a Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, we don't say that Tzricha get Mizeh Mizeh. So the Gemara says, if that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, Leima mas nisen de loike Rabbi Kiva. So then our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva havielo achos gerushoso. According to Rabbi Kiva, this woman is achos gerushoso, because Rabbi Kiva holds she does need a get. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, kol arayis shebetoire ein tzriche semenu get. The Tanakhama says, if an Elva ever got married, she doesn't need a get from the husband, because she never was married. Lushin is in Taifis and an Elva. Chutz mi eishes ish shen niseis api bezn. An eishes ish shen niseis api bezn needs a get. It means even though she also was an Elva, but the Chazal Kansen, that she needs a get, heitzi mizeh mizeh, tzrichi get mizeh mizeh. That's what the Tanakhama says. V'Rabbi Kiva Moisif af Eishes Och. If this woman that got married was not only an Eishes Ish, she was an Eishes Och. Or V'Achis Isha, she wasn't only an Eishes Ish, she was an Achis Isha. She also needs a get. That means the Tanakhama said that the only time there's a need of a get, if the only reason why Kedushin wasn't Toifis Alteishas Ish, they were Machma, Taitse Mizeh Mizeh Tzicha Get Mizeh Mizeh. But if she's another Elve to the second husband, they never said you need a get. Rabbi Kiva says, no, a fellow this Eishas Ish was an Achis Ish, that's an Egeelonu. She also needs a get from him. V'kivin da'omar Rabbi Kiva boy get. Now, since Rabbi Kiva says that an Achis Isha needs a get, so in the case of our Mishnah, the Achis Isha, Leah, that he married, Reuben married Leah, she'll need a get. Is Memele Itzer Leah, so then his wife should be Yosa to him. Bahavyala Achis Grushosa. So Memele, so, for Kelp, we just explained that the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Fine. But Al Kaponim, it's not like Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, his wife should be Yosa because she became now Achos Gerushosa. So the Gemara answers, V'lav itmer alo, Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav Chiya by Yosef, Omar Rav. That, what Rabbi Kiva said, that an Eishes Och needs a get, that what Rabbi Kiva said, that an Achos Isha needs a get, so Rav Gidol Omar Rav said, "Hay Eishes Och Heichi Domi, Kegoin Shekidesh Ochiv Esa Isha." That his brother made Eresin in an Isha, Voholach Lemdinas Hayom. V'Shom Hashem Eis Ochiv. Now we heard that the brother died. V'Omad V'Noses Ishta. The Omri Inchi. There, people will think. They'll see something very modern. They know the brother married this woman. Now they see that he's marrying his brother's wife. And then they see the brother comes back. So they're very puzzled. How is this all happening? So people will explain the situation as follows. The first brother that married her, hach kamet no havalei b'kedushin. That Mistame, he was Mekadisha, he made a Tanai. And Mistame, the Tanai wasn't Niskayim. So Memela so comes out, she never was his brother's wife. Vahai Shapir Nosif. So now the second brother was permitted to marry her. She's not called Eishes Ochit. That is some Amela. So people will understand that she's married to the second husband. So now if she goes out without a get, there's a big kasha. That's an ashesish yaitza below get, so she needs a get. The same thing by achis isha. Bahai achis isha nami heichidomi kigain shekidesh es isha. It's speaking about, let's say, a person, that what Rabbi Kiva says, that an achis isha needs a get. It's speaking about as follows. Kigain shekidesh es isha. This person was Mekadish and Isha. V'holcha l'mdina sayo. And then she went to Medina sayo. V'shoma Hashem meso. Now he heard that this, his wife died. Omad benosa sachos. The Omri inchi. Now the wife comes back. So people will have a kasha. What's happening? The Omri inchi. So people will say, Hachka maise tenai habale b'kidushel. So mistome. They'll explain to themselves, Mistomed, the first sister, there was a Tanai. And Mistomed, the Tanai wasn't this guy. So Memeo, that's how he married the second sister. So Be'enei Abriyeis, it looks like the second sister's married him. So the second sister's married him, so in order for her to be Mutter Lashuk, she needs a get. V'hashapil Nosi. So there Rabbi Kiva said, by Kiddushin, that if the first Ishus, which makes her an Elve, which makes the second one an Elve, was only Kedushin, so we say that we're Chayish, people will say that the first Ishus was Al Tanai, and it really wasn't Chal, and that's why the second Ishus was Chal. But, El Nisuin, but if the first Ishus was Nisuin. He made Nisuin in her sister. The brother made Nisuin in her. Mi'ika le'meima t'noha v'lei b'Nisuin. Could one say that there was a t'nai by Nisuin? People don't make t'noim. Why don't people make t'noim by Nisuin? Because it'll be a bilus nus. You don't make a t'nai by Kedushin. You have nothing but to worry about. You'll make a t'nai by the Kedushin. And if the Tanai won't be Niskayim, so finish, so she's not married. She's not risking anything. But by Nisuin, you can't make a Zelcha Dreidlich. You can't say, listen, I'll make a Tanai, but tomorrow let's make Nisuin. And what'll be if there's no Kiyim at Tanai, so it's a Bias Nus. There's no Tanai by Nisuin. A person makes Nisuin already, so he's Mabatel all the Tanai. Let us see Rashi. Deloy leme mas nisen diktor ni mutares lach so leid de leuke rabbe kive di rabbe kive kiven de boy ach git mi nei have le ich da ja heis grusho so since the sister needs a get so his first wife is na heis grusho gut mir is es is ni slap i bez und mi shun zeire shem ye mo gire zek de bin lo be pilke that means by ashes she needs a get according to everyone cuz people will say gire seven or so that Rabbi Kiva Moise, v'hashtes al kedai. Tach na de Gemara held, afilu nesuis ochiv. Afilu nesuis ochiv, also, v'shoma Hashem eis, v'yibmo, obo ochiv boige, v'chein b'achis ishe, v'taim alo yedinen. We don't know what the reason is, why you need to get ochiv, like l'mei megir shazeh v'nosa zeh, shafelu gir shabaylo, Ain't kedushin shazat toifsim bo by aisha soch. If he'll give her a get, kedushin won't be toifis. B'chein legabi aches isha. Ma'aches shabos ishte goli lekol shein kedushin kedushay shniya kedushin. Fafilo hochi konis lo rabbi kiva agita. Rabbi kiva said you need a get. So we don't know what the reason is, but al-kabalim said you need a get. The omri inchi ki chozul oris kame. When they'll see the Oris Kam is alive, Omri, so they'll say like this, Midin Nosve, Achve, I think it should be Ochiv, that when the brother married her, it's a Kochoch, Tznoya V'lei L'Kama B'Kedushim, some of the words at night, V'lei Niskayim. For Basra Shapir Nosve, B'Mapik Lo B'Loi Get, Nimtzis Eishishis, Niris Yeitzis V'Loi Get, B'Chein Achis Isha. Avon nisuin kimas nisen, de ishtayerisha ina hisen nisuoloi. By our Mishnah, his wife was nisuoloi. Meike, it says ishtay. Doesn't say misha olcha ishtay limdina sayom. Ishtay means after nisuin. Doesn't say misha olcha alusosai. Ishtay. Kimasnisen, die ist der Rishoina is in the Sula, Hikala Meima to no Havale bin Nisuin, a Kula Alme Yodi, the Ein Odom Mesim, the Ein Odom Mesim Bilose Bilas Nus, a person will never make Bilose Bilas Nus, Hilkach Kimlo de Nisuim Shnia Ein Eklum. So by Nisuin, everyone realizes that the second Nisuin was not Chal. So the second Nisuin is not Chal, so Memele, so there's no need to give again. Let us see Taisus. Vava gav dozel ishte v'gisel imdines hayom. Ein leforish. Now, so Taisus wants to explain where did the Gemara see that this whole Megillah, it's speaking about that there's a brother-in-law, Because if the achayis ishtei was the pnuyah, so it's poshet that his wife is mutter to him. Do itzrich? No, it's not poshet. Do lay name the shrivas achayis so yischos mikal vochay medei sheshish kelam alakama. No, that alone, a fellow by a pnuyah that be a havamin if a person is boyel achayis ishtei, that should asa ishtei olam. We'll see later on that tzadikay what havamin is. How did the Gemara see in our Mishnah that the Mishnah is speaking about that Achoyis Ishtoi was married midakoma alo Rab Yosi kol shepois layedei acherim it's pois layedei atzmai. That's what Rab Yosi is talking about. Rab Yosi said that since by when he married the sister, so he asked the sister on her husband. So through that he asks his wife on himself. Period. Now what we were medayik from Rashi, that Rashi says that an Eid Echad told him Mesa Ishtecha. So Taisa says it can't be such a thing. It's talking about two Eidim told him that his wife died. The eight echad al gisi. One eight told her that her husband died. Avol beid echad al mises ishte in yochal isa achayisa. That can't be. So al kochach, the va'amruloi is two types of amruloi. And his wife, two eidim. And his sister-in-law's husband, one eight came. It's speaking about the two Adam said that his brother-in-law died. Chamanda omalel the rabbonon pligi arab shimi benisei shaloi bishus v'konis afilu beis Adam. We had a gemara before that this woman Yoma says that they cancelled her afilu nisei sapi afilu beis Adam. Lakam and Nami Bishmai in the Poch with the Yosef Bishchivos of the Achoisei, Midi Davish Shoch, Baal Mdini Sayom, Akoch of Poch Libet the Man the Kodnes Bebeis Eidim, the Mises Ishtel and Metuk Me'ela Bebeis Eidim. So it could be, so we see that our sugi is going according to the Man the Yoma that it's speaking about, that they can't in the Philip Bebeis Eidim. Eishes gisoi asura, so Eishes gisoi is also the consinu kikula knosa de masnisa. We consin her and all the knosas. I will get lay boy, but get she won't need the leishayich kan shema yomru girish zebe nosa ze. People will never say that the kedushin was chal because he gave a get to his first wife. The kivin the ishtar kayemis leshayach bo kedushin. V'yodi, so everyone will understand that they shmuays tois nises. Like people understand when people see that his wife came back and they know that he married her sister. So people understand. So must have been that they said meis ishtacho. Now we see that it's not true. So that's why, since he doesn't have to give the sister a get, so that is why his wife is mutter to him. Im Meisa Rishoyne Mutter Bishniye. Now the Mishnah says, Im Meisa Rishoyne Mutter Bishniye, that's the end of the Mishnah, Ahi Labos Lishta Begise Ayri. That can't be talking about that she was married. The Kivan da Sira Gise, the Didei Nami Teyosa, Ela Bepnuya Mayri. The safe of the Mishnah is speaking about that she's a pnuya, because if she'd be an Ashishish, they would cancel him. Even though it doesn't say, no, it says, Mutter v'meisa rishoyne, Mutter b'shniya, yes, it tells Mutter b'shniya. So that can't be speaking about that she was married, because he's also b'shniya. Leime masnis in the lake Rabbi Kiva, mishum demash malay the ozel ishte begise kama masnisin, the lake Rabbi Kiva. So that's all. Like, it's speaking about ishte begise, lake Rabbi Kiva. Avli have a mairi b'pnuya, Ahi pshite de loy boy achis ishte get a fila Rabbi Kiva. Kiven loy shaykh bo knoso. Kdi oma le kamon le kansinen kiven de bemezid en shrives achisa ishros.